Hi, and welcome to Finance Matters. This new iteration of Finance Matters focuses on UVA Finance's mission, vision, and values. In this episode, we talk with Joey Carls and Kellen Morris about collaborative partnership. If you haven't caught our previous podcast on service excellence, I'll link to that in the show notes. And if you would like to take a look at UVA Finance's mission, vision, and values to provide some clarity as you listen in, you can go to the UVA Finance webpage and click About at the top, and you'll be able to scroll and find the values from there. I'm your host, Brandy Van Ormer, and without further ado, let's listen to the conversation that I had with my co-host, Patty Marbury, about collaborative partnership.
So, Patty.
Brandy.
I've got a trick question for you for this podcast. What do ants have in common with UVA Finance?
Ants. We all march in a line together.
Valiant
job. Get work done together.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
No.
Marching in a line.
No. Good answers, but
we
no.
Colonies.
I brought up the ants because the ants are one side of a symbiotic relationship that they have with acacia trees. So the ants.
The what?
Acacia trees.
Okay. Acacia trees. Okay.
It's very obscure. There was no way you were going to guess it. So ants live in the acacia trees and benefit from having a home. And the acacia tree benefits from the ants' presence because the ants eat other pests that would otherwise damage it. So it's a perfect symbiotic relationship.
Okay. Yes, I get that part of it. What does that have to do with finance now?
So great question. So today we're talking about collaborative partnership, which is not, not in itself strictly a symbiosis, but you know, we've been doing this series on our values and moved on. Actually, since we talked last about service excellence, we've moved on a couple times, but our podcast series are always just a little bit behind because we gather up the feedback that people in finance have about that particular value. Mm-hmm. End up doing the podcast at the end of that focus. So this focus that we're looking at today is collaborative partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And collaborative partnership itself is not necessarily a symbiosis, but our guest today referred to symbiosis a few times, and I thought it was an apt metaphor. So our guest was Joey Carls, and he brought with him one of the user success agents, Kellen Morris. Joey, as you know, is the leader of the user success team, and we had invited him to come talk because he was one of the folks that submitted a collaborative partnership story when we had our focus on that value. And Patty and I talked about it, and we thought there isn't anyone who probably could talk about collaboration more thoroughly because that's like their
they do that with everyone.
Yes.
Everyone collaborates with that group. And they collaborate with others. So
yes. Yeah. And Joey makes that point towards the end of the conversation that we had. So like normal, we'll have comments from our guests interspersed within our conversation, but let's go ahead and delve into what Joey and I talked about.
So my name is Joey Carls. I am the manager of the user success team in UVA Finance. And my role is really to enable the user success agents to be successful in serving our constituents. So that would include faculty, staff, students, suppliers, as they navigate complex processes and procedures for all financial activities.
There was one particular act that the team was recognized for. And so we'll hear Joey tell a little bit about that.
So the focus on collaborative partnership really resonated with my team as we collaborate across functional areas in UVA Finance. Two particular examples this past quarter came up, which were with accounts payable and financial reporting, really around creating knowledge for the user success agents to to answer more of the repetitive questions that we get from stakeholders without having to escalate the cases. So that's a real strategic aim of ours to get quicker responses to customers across the organization. I brought Kellen Morris, one of our user success agents, in to talk about her engagement with the accounts payable team to enable their success in using our systems and processes to get faster responses to users. So I'll let Kellen talk about her role.
I am Kellen Morris. I am a user success agent associate with the Tier 1 team under Joey. I am one of the first contacts with anyone that has any correspondence with our finance side. We deal with everything that comes in, kind of how Joey just spoke about it a little bit. We provide, you know, hopefully resolution at our point, and if not, we will go ahead and send them up to our Tier 2 team that will assist in whatever way that they can. With our collaborative partner, I held a meeting with the AP team to discuss moving forward with them going into Salesforce and helping out on our side of things and giving them all the information that we can. And so we walked them through kind of a step-by-step of what we do every day with our vendors, with our suppliers, and with UVA internals, also with assisting them to get through their issues. So we use quick text whenever we're responding to suppliers and vendors, and it provides them detailed descriptions of how long it'll take for us to respond to them usually, or just a time frame that they can expect a response from us. So they know that it's not an open-ended conversation where we don't know when it's going to end. So we send those quick texts out to them, and that's something that we provided to the procurement team, the AP team. And so we also provided due dates for them for when we follow up. So we know exactly that we provide a 2-day resolution. So if they don't hear from us in 2 days, they know that they can reach out to us and we'll provide that resolution, and we will escalate it to Joey, our manager, or we'll escalate it to the appropriate team at that point. And so we provided that to them. And then also we provided just how the language that we use is super beneficial for those suppliers. It's all very uniform, and so they know that they're getting the same answer every single time that they're coming to us and saying, you know, well, it's been this long since we spoke to them last, but we know that with our uniform, we know that that's the appropriate time, and this is when we talked to you last, and this is when you can look forward to speaking to us again. So it's just very descriptive in that way.
What Joey describes there and what Kellen goes into further detail about, it seems on the surface a very simple thing. They thought there was a good opportunity to deliver service better, and so they pursued that. But it is a great example of collaborative partnership, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, especially the fact that the proactive nature of what they did there, you know, like, so that they're seeing a situation or a problem. And I think this is what they do all the time, to see where things can be better and things can be improved. And that is then what the rest of us can collaborate with them as well. Because just think about, for example, our training team. We often get ideas of issues that are a problem, or things where things need to be improved, or where stakeholders need to be trained, or any of those things. We get that from the service center very often. So.
And Joey mentions that a little bit later on with training and communications. We get a lot of information from them. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because you might think that that's continuous improvement, and it is.
Yeah.
But it's especially collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
because we're working with the strengths and functions of one another to put something together that will serve stakeholders best.
Yes, exactly.
Whether
and
those
the, they do it proactively, like
they do it proactively,
a plus.
Yes,
for the rest of us, it's not always in reaction to a complaint or an issue or something breaking or any of that kind of stuff.
Joey also went into a little bit more, you know, in depth on how that works, you know, how we identify things from his team that they share need more communication, that need more training, and vice versa. They know what I'm going to communicate so that they can better answer questions. Collaboration is absolutely necessary for the Finance Solution Center team because they don't have any information or knowledge outside of what they have from the functional team. But the functional team doesn't have the time or dedicated time to answer every last call. So together, they work together to put this front line of problem solving and information providing that answers a lot of people's questions and gets them moving down the line without being backed up. Now, something has to be escalated, and then the collaboration becomes even stronger right then because someone else has a question. But it's cool that it's an ongoing collaboration, right? That
What I was going to say is like their whole functional model of a service center, especially that kind of service center, where they're answering questions about a system and processes that aren't theirs, like they're other people's. And so that kind of model of the service center, the finance service center, is collaborative in nature. Like it has to be. Otherwise, they can't do what they do.
And so rounding back to my opening about ants and acacia trees, it's where
symbiosis.
Yeah, the symbiotic relationship. And Joey talked a little bit about how important and foundational collaborative partnership is to his group. So let's talk a little bit about that and we can get back into scientific applications of symbiosis.
A few other ways that we engage in collaboration on a day-to-day basis. We work with various managers and directors where we have cases that have stalled out and need support. We work very closely with the change enablement and continuous improvement team to identify new resources that might help our users, have self-help opportunities, as well as communications that might need to go out more broadly to support our users, which facilitates, both a decrease in potential case volume, but also being proactive about support needs for the end user. So I think that collaboration happens every day in our area and is really important to the work that we do. Collaborative partnership is important to the organization as a whole, but specifically to our unit, because the user success team really cannot function effectively without the support of the functional teams and technical teams in UVA Finance. And in large part, the change enablement and continuous improvement team relies on us to get information to them to be more proactive. And we rely on them for those tier zero resources that are the foundation of training and development for tier one agents. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship across the organization in order for us to effectively and efficiently serve all of the stakeholders relying on us day to day.
So, I mean, that is a good example of the symbiotic relationship in that they see an issue, like in procurement, in AP, I guess it was, that that where AP needed more help. And it was able to be identified what sorts of things that they needed to do and where they needed more help and what the issues were by the service center. And so not
so
only
the service center ate their metaphorical insects.
Right, exactly. So it's not just the service center is there for the functional teams to take the load off of
right.
us for having to answer people's questions. They provide more than that to the functional teams. And the more they do that, the more the functional teams, including our team, not just the functional teams, but like I include our team in that too. Like we get questions as well. And but I know that there are a lot of things that come into the service center that don't get escalated to us, that they just handle. And so that is part of what they do. But then this example that Joey shared, or Kellen shared, one of them shared, was about, you know, actually providing even more than that to a team. So I think that we become dependent on that, and that's good. I mean, they help us, we help them, and you know, that's the whole nature of the structure of their organization and the collaboration between us all.
It's interesting too. All our values are intertwined. It's funny when you start asking people to identify what they're doing according to the values, which mm-hmm. is what we've done with this values focus. With every mm-hmm. single one of them, we're asking team members to share how they see that value working. That's where we get these stories. Mm-hmm. But people identify great examples that looked at one way could be service excellence, looked at another way, our collaborative partnership, looked at another way, our continuous improvement, and so on and so forth. I mean, you could definitely say Joey's team is a diverse and inclusive team for sure. So,
yes, absolutely. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. So there are lots of ways that they're demonstrating the values, and that they all work together to provide great service. And when Joey was talking about how they are able through their collaborative partnership with the functional teams to then provide outside groups like our vendors, for instance, expectations on when they'll get answers or when the next step will occur in a process. You know, what are the dates that make sense for them to hear back from us again? Their ability to set consistent expectations, that's mm-hmm. a part of service excellence that comes from
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Collaborative partnership that wouldn't otherwise happen. They're able to better serve people who are important to us through working closely with their colleagues. And that's exemplary.
Yeah.
So we also asked Joey something that he may be working on or that he'd like to see happen so far as collaborative partnership goes, you know, something mm-hmm. that his area has a hand in. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, future areas of partnership. And this may touch on other areas across UVA that's we see this collaborative partnership playing out. We're working with student financial services and HR to see if there's a better way to really gather feedback from our stakeholders so that we can improve our service processes and ensure that we're giving not only good service within our organization, but as people think about, you know, various entities collaborating on service, consistent service across orgs as well. So I think that's an area that we can improve those partnerships and kind of begin to speak with a unified voice. And perhaps we get to a point where we have IT and OSP and facilities management all speaking the same language about what the customer experience should be, so that people have a general expectation of what they're going to get when they contact any of our business units. So future vision for how this could work.
So I think it's really interesting We've only had two of these conversations so far for service excellence and now collaborative partnership. By the way, that's a plug. If you haven't listened to service excellence, go back and take a listen. It's a very good one. Good example of that value from the team. But it always seems like in this final step, we ask the same questions about what they did, how it worked, and what they would like to do in the future. And for the future one, people identify things that always sound like a continuous improvement of an ongoing thing. So how we're going to continuously improve this other value that we're talking about, our application of it. And he talks in his response about using the feedback that they have, which if you've worked with the Ask Finance team, you know that you get a survey, you talk about how the process went, and we definitely use those. But we also use the feedback that we hear in fiscal administrators meeting to continually improve the experience that folks are having. And it's what he's talking about is then looking at how human resources and student financial services use their feedback from their stakeholders and then use it to improve or better tailor the experience to the needs of their users. Yeah. And that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's collaborative too. And like you said, it's like all the values working together, that's certainly service excellence. And improving your process is continuous improvement, obviously.
Yeah, and like you said,
we'll be talking about.
He's pivoting a little and collaborating with a different area.
Yeah.
HR and SFS to help improve their service.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It is great.
To wrap up our conversation, I asked Joey where else he sees collaborative partnership playing out in finance or at UVA. And while his answer was non-specific, it was very telling. Let's listen to him for a moment.
I see every unit across finance engaging in collaborative partnership. Like I said, the user success team relies upon this partnership, and it's a two-way. A partnership is two ways, right? So by dint of us being collaborative partners, those that we're working with are also collaborative partners, and we've been really grateful and lucky to have such good partners across UVA Finance. And the partners I work with in student financial services and HR and those service centers, that's been critical to our success as well in terms of how we can work together to enable the success and support of our stakeholders.
So he's right. Every unit across finance has exhibited collaborative partnership in some way. It's kind of a have to thing, right? When you're a central unit.
Yeah.
And a diversified unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about different things because obviously our group, change enablement and continuous improvement that includes communications, organizational development, training and development. We wouldn't be able to do our work without the collaboration across the others. And I'm not here to plug like our group, but I think that is a good example of working with other groups to be able to, partner and make things better. Think about the things that that we're doing with the account certifications and that working group. That is collaboration. We always make an effort to include people across finance. So being able to collaborate and get as much information and different perspectives as we can from every unit. So whenever we're doing anything, whether it be the account certification or planning finance week or all of those things, I think about our group and how, how we do that. So that's a good example.
It's a great example. And Patty, while you were talking, I thought not only does collaborative partnership make the results useful and more they serve people's needs better. Like you get a more complete understanding of the issue at hand, or you get all sides of vantage points of what the problem it is that you're looking at. But it also prevents mistakes from happening. Because as you said, when we talk to other units across finance and to our folks who are users out in the schools and units, you realize that what you're trying to improve and the way that you are thinking you could improve it might not actually be the best.
Yeah. Yep.
It may cause problems somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or there might be an even better way.
Very true. I mean, that's definitely a reason to make sure you're including other people across finance or across the university in anything we do, is to make sure that we're not forgetting about an impact that might be on another group. The one other thing I was going to say is that it's also really important to give people ownership of stuff, you know, like so that people, you know, feel like they have a stake in it, that they are part of something. And so
we all like to feel like we're doing something that has a greater impact and that it's a good one.
Yeah.
And I thought when you were talking about how in CECI, continuous improvement and change enablement and continuous improvement, I still want to call us FOC from time to time.
Yeah, for
you
yeah.
If you're in the listening audience and you remember us as Fockers, I do not blame you. We were FOC for a long time. But in change enablement and continuous improvement, not only could we not do our job without the functional folks, and we help the functional folks get their job done through helping with our special area of expertise, that really is what the partnership is there. Joey stresses it, that it's a two-way thing. And it's not just that, for instance, the functional people don't have time to do the training because they're doing functional things, or the functional people don't have time to do the comms because they're doing functional things. Or in this case, that the functional people don't have time to answer questions because they're doing functional things, though that is sort of true. There is a time element involved in all of that, but it's that each of those partners, training, communications, and the user success team in those instances are also providing a specialty right back at their partners. Mm-hmm. They're is a specialty that you and your team have in training, and you can offer that up as your contribution to the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
OMS offers up its channels and its writing so that we can get messages out. And the user success team has a dedicated approach that is rooted in customer service, and they can provide something special that works in partnership with what the functional team provides.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work in partnership with folks who use that service so that we can develop something better for everyone based on their feedback.
Yep.
It's a beautiful world of symbiosis.
Do we want to talk about the ants again?
No, but you should look it up. It's cool. So in our next podcast, we'll move on to the next value, continuous improvement, which is obviously something we've talked about within these last two podcasts. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to focusing on that with you. If you haven't listened to the Service Excellent Pod, we'll put a link to that in the show notes. And remember that if you've got stories of your area doing great things, please share them with communications, and you can reach out to either me directly or to the Ask Finance team, and they'll get it to me because they're collaborative partners. Or if there's any needs that you think that we're likely to be able to help with, please do reach out. And remember that you can always see our introducing finance posts from the Blog Digest, where people, just regular folks out there in the teams, are talking about how their work is related to the UVA finance values. There's a nice whole like bookshelf of those by this point. You can see how people in payroll are living out the values, how people in financial reporting are doing it, and so on and so forth. So encourage you to check those out. We'll put the links in the chat. Until then, Patty, thanks for joining me today on this beautiful day. I don't know what it's doing where you're listening to this right now, if we've had a revert into winter, but it's beautiful in spring now and we are enjoying it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening in. And until we speak again, keep doing good work, because what you're doing matters.